Chapter 38. Today's learning is sponsored in memory of Chaya Rachel Bas David Tzvi, a suitcase of money. Another advantage of the Baal Betochem over the alchemist is the following. Money is no guarantee of food. Chovos HaLevavos observes that sometimes food is unavailable at any price. Chovos HaLevavos brings as proof of an incident in Sefer Yecheskel during the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The people had money, but they threw it in the streets because it had no value. Hasbam b'chutos yishalichu. They throw their silver into the streets. This brings to mind some old pictures I saw in my elementary school social studies textbook. One photo showed some men during the prosperous era before the Great Depression smoking cigars rolled in $100 bills. They had so much money they were smoking $100 bills. On the other side of the world, hyperinflation in Germany was so bad that people used cash to light the fire in their cooking stoves. It was worth more as fuel than as money. But Eliyahu Dessler, one of the great thinkers of our time, had a father, Rav Nachum Zev, who was both a rabbi and a businessman, and who had lived through World War I. When Rav Eliyahu was preparing to go to England prior to World War II, his father taught him a valuable lesson. Rav Nachum Zev took him up to the attic and showed him a suitcase full of Dutch marks, totaling about $1 million of German currency. He explained that before World War I, he had been a wealthy man. Then Germany lost the war and went through an economic upheaval. He wanted to secure his assets, but he didn't trust the real estate market. He thought the German mark was a safe bet, so he converted all of his assets to German marks. In the end, the currency turned out to be totally worthless. He had saved the suitcase all those years as a reminder that just because a person has a suitcase full of money doesn't mean he will be able to buy anything with it. The story reiterates an important point that we can't stress enough. The talkum is our only essential possession. Sometimes it is more difficult to have the talkum when a person does have a suitcase of money. We see that our sense of financial security in this world is an illusion. Nevertheless, the Chovos HaLevavos assures us that if we rely on Hashem, we will have good until the end of our days. What I love about this chapter, this parak, is that imagery that we have of a suitcase full of money always conjures up a tremendous amount of wealth. And only if I had that suitcase, I'd be good. We see from the story that sometimes it really doesn't matter. It's just as good as monopoly money. Maybe in this case, even worse. Just because something appears to be the thing that you need, the thing that you want, the solution, doesn't mean it's always going to pan out the way we envision it. The suitcase full of money might very well be worth nothing.